Good evening. My name is Gary, calling with customer support. How may I help you?
I am just holding with somebody was.
Yeah, I'm Brittany with Capital One on a recorded line for quality assurance. I have a customer on the line with us as well. There was a charge applied to his account for $7.95 from you guys, and we're just trying to get some information. Maybe you could pull up an account or something to see what this charge is in reference to. Can you help out with that today?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. I would need his first and last name to see.
Okay, I'm going to have him give you that information to see if maybe we can find anything.
All right.
Okay, first name is Sucru. Last name is Tassos.
Can you spell your first name for me?
S like Sam, U-K-R-U. Last name is Tassos, T-A-S-O-Z.
Okay, and can I have your zip code? 07728. Okay, and you said your first name is spelled S-U-K-R-U?
Correct.
S-U-K-R-U? Okay. Okay. Can you give me a spell your last name one more time? It's
going through. Last name is Eli Thomas.
Okay.
A, S like Sam, O, Z like Zebra.
Okay. T, A, S, O, Z.
He like Thomas.
Yes, sir. T, A, S, O. So it's a T at the end, not a Z?
T, A, S, O, Z.
Okay, Z. That's what I thought.
That's yours.
What the crap? Okay, can you give me your zip code again? I'm not finding anything.
07728.
That's not pulling up anything on our files. Do you have any other name you might use when you're ordering something or?
No.
Yeah, so I don't see anything on our end. It's not pulling up anything at all under your name or zip code. Are you sure there's no other name maybe you order things under?
No. No. Can you spell my name and last name again?
Let's see. Okay, I have deleted that out, but it was... I forgot how you spell your last name, sir. I went back to a different page. But I put your last name and your first name in multiple times, and it doesn't find anything. Let's see if I just check under your zip code. Okay, under your... Let me pull up everybody under your zip code. To make sure... Okay, can you pronounce your last name for me again?
Tassos.
Tassos.
I'm not sure can you spell my name and last name? So I want to make sure it's correct.
Sir, okay, spell it out one last time for me because I deleted your name out because I couldn't find none under any of your names. I was just looking under your zip code now. But spell your last name for me again, sir.
You like Thomas.
Okay, T.
A like Apple.
A-S-O-Z, right?
Yes.
S-O-Z.
Yes.
There is nothing that pops up when I put T-A-S-O-Z and your zip code of 07728. Nothing pops up on
correct.
Our file. Yes, sir. Nothing pops up on our file. That's why I was asking you, do you think it, sometimes people place orders in, do you have a wife maybe?
No, that was me.
Okay, where did these charges come from? Do you have any idea, like a Walmart, or have you taken any surveys online?
Well, this is the reason I am calling for my credit card bank to find out, because I am not sure what it is. That's why I was trying to dispute.
Is there any other number, customer service number you can call? There is nothing. I would say get that card cut off. I can't find anything on your name. Are you sure there's no other last name you can give? Or first name? Or
No.
Yes, sir.
I'm the one who got involved with this. That's why there's no other person is involved, just me, myself.
Okay. Well, do you know if it would, what, does it show what the charge is for? Would it be like a kitchen set, or have you tried to order flashlight, stun gun, drones, sir?
No, I have no idea what's outside, but this is something I see that, I tried to order it, I thought it was a clothing company, then I recognized it's nothing to do with my clothing company. So that's why this company is strange for me, and I'm trying to dispute.
Yes, sir. I cannot find anything on file. I cannot tell which one of those companies billed you. So I would advise you, my best advice would be to get that card cut off or something.
Okay.
I can't find anything on your name, and it kind of concerns me. Because usually
okay.
We find everybody, so. And you spelled your name for me multiple times, so I know I can't find anything. So that would be my best advice.
Okay.
A lot of people.
Can I ask you who you are?
We are a call center, and we take customer service complaints from 100 different online vendors. So that's why I was asking you, have you taken a survey? Some people go to Walmart. And they take some kind of survey and some kind of way their name and their info. I don't know how, but they end up getting charged for stuff. Some people order flashlights
or
gas.
What it is, because probably one of those, because it would just happen so quickly. And it was, maybe they were surveying something. Like, it just, my clothing company was so close the name of this. They introduced themselves. I thought this is a clothing company. That's why I was trying to follow their direction. So when I was get the bill, my family said, this is not your clothing company. And I wake up. I realized this is something strange. That's what I called my the bank. They just say that, this is strange, and I don't recognize, and that's why I just tell them the dispute.
Yes,
it's the money, but it just don't like that the company. It's a strange company.
Yes, sir. That's why I would advise you to get a different card. Because if I can't find out who's like charging you from over here, that's kind of concerning.
Okay.
To me.
Okay. Can I get back to the lady?
Which lady? I'm sorry.
Whoever connected to you. To me.
Oh, I don't know, sir. I just
okay.
All I do is just I get calls automatically.
Fine. So what should I do the next?
I would call your, well, I would tell your bank to cancel that card, sir. And does it have a transaction? It should have a transaction ID or something. That they should be able to find out who did it, or IP address or something.
Okay, or, let me call them back.
Yes, sir, and report it as fraud or something. They should be able to find out who those came from.
Okay.
And yes, sir. Right. Okay, sir. I'm sorry about that. I hope you get everything rectified.
That's
all right. All right.
That's
you have a great night.
All right. So, Mr. I'm here. Yeah, can you hear me? So, okay. So, I guess we got nowhere with the conversation with him. I know that we couldn't find anything. He couldn't find your account or anything. So, I just wanted to kind of do that to see if we could not cancel your card. But because we couldn't locate anything, I'm just so worried that it's fraud. So, I want to go ahead and get that card canceled.
Yeah, that's what I would do, because I can't see who's billing your account, and without that, they probably gonna be up every month.
You can't even look it up with the card information, like the card details, even if he can't give you a card,
let
a name
me,
on the account
hold
or anything.
Hold on, let me see.
Because maybe
let me
a name
back up.
Ring
the
bell.
Last. Give me 1 second while I pull it back up. The last four of his card, I can put that in and see.
Okay.
If it brings something up. So give me
okay,
one.
Okay, we can try that.
Okay, can I have the last four of his credit card?
5977.
That's not him. I'm not signing anything. I'm still not finding anything.
Okay, can we cancel it, please? So I don't want to take your time anymore.
Let's see here. The only other thing I got for is maybe the... I didn't find anything on his last form. What are the first six of his card? Maybe that'll, I'm not finding anything, man.
Okay, I don't have the card number.
Oh, okay.
The cards in the first six.
Okay, I would advise him to, I don't know, whatever he wants to do, but I can't find anything on this side, so.
Okay, no problem. Well,
yeah,
thank you so much
good.
For your help.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay.